Last year, the Pride Festival attracted more than 8,000 people, and this year, twice as many vendors are participating, according to Amy Sarah Marshall, the founding president of the Charlottesville Pride Community Network.
You know, people just want more and more and more.
This is a pretty big feat, considering how the festival is put together.
This is all volunteer-led, this is all based on sponsors, this is all based on community support. Everybody's welcome to perform. For us, it's about the community celebration.
Expect a week of family-oriented events, business cocktail hours, karaoke, and two free movie screenings, Moonlight and Weekend.
Because of all the events last year with August 12th, I think our area has become aware of how important it is to be visibly supportive of things that we believe in and not just assume everything is fine. And so we still do have a lot of work to do. We still do have a lot of youth, especially, who face just higher levels of mental health issues. So that's why we keep doing this.
The festival itself happens Saturday between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the Sprint Pavilion, with shows, performances, and competitions. For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.